Egypt once again has come to the front burner of the continuing saga of nations turmoil within the Middle East. The Arab Spring of a year and a half ago unleashed a number of forces across North Africa throughout the Middle East that has toppled a number of nations, and that turmoil has been ongoing. In Egypt, we had the replacement of longstanding President Hosni Mubarak, and now, just this past weekend, they finally called the winner of the elections that were taking place, an Islamist candidate was elected, Mohamed Morsi. I'll put his name up here on the board. It's a name you'll probably be paying attention to somewhat, Mohamed Morsi. He is connected with the Muslim Brotherhood, an Islamic fundamentalist group that's been had a long-standing presence within Egypt and throughout the Middle East. As I said in the first episode here describing what's been taking place, the Muslim Brotherhood is not going to be involved in any major effort ruling within Egypt without the cooperation of the military, which is the real power within that country. That's important to understand as we look at what has been taking place. Last time we looked at the prophecy in Daniel chapter 11 and verse 40 of the king of the north and the king of the south making moves into the area of the Middle East. And why Egypt is important is because as we look at for the identity of the king of the south in Bible prophecy, we have to look to the area south of Jerusalem, which is a point of Bible prophecy and understanding how prophecy plays out. And to the south of Jerusalem, the largest nation is Egypt. As I said, the largest population and also the largest standing army. And certainly in that whole region is going to be a major player as to what takes place with the fulfillment of these prophetic events. In verse 41 of Daniel 11, speaking of this king of the north, it says, he will enter the glorious land, which is the area of Israel, toward Jerusalem. Many countries shall be overthrown, but these shall escape from his hand, Edom, Moab, and the prominent people of Ammon. That's the area to the east of Israel, and the area of modern-day Jordan. But what is interesting is verse 42. He, this king of the north, shall stretch out his hand against the countries, and the land of Egypt shall not escape. Here we have a very definite reference to Egypt in this prophecy in Daniel 11 at the time of the end as being an area that will not escape conflict during this time of turmoil. So once again, Egypt, largest nation in the Arab world, biggest standing army, major player in the area, is an area to watch in regard to this Bible prophecy. A lot has been taking place in the Arab Spring, impacting all the other nations of the Middle East. Syria is still in play. Libya's leader, Muammar Gaddafi, fell. Iran is still building its nuclear weapons. But Egypt is a very interesting nation to watch, not only because of what has been taking place, but also because of what the Bible says prophetically and its specific reference in the context of this prophecy of the King of the North and the King of the South making major efforts and inroads into the Middle East and involving the glorious land or Jerusalem. A lot's taking place, a lot to watch, but look and see exactly how the relationship between the Muslim Brotherhood and the military in Egypt impacts the ability of this Mohamed Morsi, the new president of Egypt, to do his job and how that will play out in the long term. It's a very interesting development, one that can have long-term implications, not only for the Middle East today, but also for Bible prophecy. That's BT Daily. Join us next time.